Blackhawk Motors.
Hi, is this Chris?
Yep.
Hey, Chris, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. So I just wanted to let you know, and just keep in mind, I'm not the title wing person, so I'm not trying to pass the buck. I'm trying to help, believe me. So I sent the titles in there, and the response that I got from my funding department was that, and I'm just going to read this to you, documents cannot be notarized by the person selling them, and the lien holder information has strikeovers, which make the title void. Please verify that these additionals have been made on a copy. So everything you're doing, you're not touching the original title. These are all just copies you're working on, correct?
Yeah.
Cool. And so they said there's strikeovers. You know what? I'm not a titling person. Do you know what that reference is or no?
Well, what they're referring to is that's a photocopy that you guys have.
Okay.
And all I did was just write in the information that you needed.
Okay.
My dad's not in right now. He's a notary. He does all the paperwork. All I did was where he put no information, I put a line through it and put your address, the lien owner's or the lien holder's address.
Okay. I don't think anything needs to be done today because today and Monday, this is all facts. I don't want to give you a question that I don't understand the answer to, and I hope you understand that I'm trying to be as respectful as possible. You're a few hours ahead of me. Do you mind if I take a few hours to figure this out? And if you don't get a call from me, you'll get a first call from me first thing on Monday morning to get this finalized.
Well, yeah, I thought this was all going to be wrapped up today.
I can pass you on to my manager and Kara. I'm out of my element here, and this is a response. I'm going through a chain of emails, a chain of bureaucracy. I don't understand the answer. I really don't, and I'm trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I can only ask for you to be patient with me. I can only do so much. People are kind of hammering on me, but what am I supposed to do? I can't go and break someone's arm.
I understand that. We've been here for 30 years.
It is nothing to do with your business. We have no problem with your business. This is a titling issue, so I'm just going to have to ask you to be patient. You've also got Kara's direct line, correct?
What's that?
You've got Kara's direct line, correct?
Yes.
You can also call her to verify this.
Did email there?
Yeah, you can verify this with her as well, so I'm just going to follow up and try to get you the answer you need to hopefully get this wrapped up. I am doing my very best.
I understand that. I just don't, I mean, we're beside ourselves here. I mean,
it's a titling issue. I don't think there's any reason
there shouldn't be a titling issue. We do titles every day. It's like you guys don't trust us, is what it's like.
No, it has nothing. No. We ask every vendor to do this. It has nothing to do with your specific business. We ask every vendor to do a chain of ownership. It has nothing to do with your business about trust. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Okay, but why do you need, like, a mock title?
That's what the titling department requires. I don't work in the titling department. That's what they tell me, and I have to pass on the message. That's what they tell me.
Is there somebody that I can speak with that's in the titling department?
Yeah, absolutely. I can have them call you.
Great. Have them call us.
Please. I will do. Bye-bye.